Started in Paris around Pentecost, 1895. I have been working for some time on a project of infinite magnitude. Right now, I don't know if I will achieve it. It seems like a grandiose dream. This is how Theodore Herzl's diary begins. 9 years later, this diary will include 18 volumes of dense and agitated writing, retracing dreams, ideas, discussions, encounters, fights, hopes, and intense moments of solitude. In 9 years, Theodore Herzl will have invented political Zionism, created an organization with global ramifications, met ministers and monarchs in order to find refuge for persecuted Jews. In July 1904, exhausted, he collapses, defeated by a heart attack. He is 44 years old. By voluntarily changing the course of his life, Herzl will have shaken up 2,000 years of history and reversed the destiny of the Jewish people to give them back a land. During these 9 years, Herzl constantly pushes the limits of his will, always demanding more of himself for his ultimate goal. He squanders his savings, sacrifices his marriage, neglects his children, and consumes his health. He brings his life to incandescence. At the age of 35, in the grip of such intense intellectual agitation that those around him fear that he is losing his mind, he writes, "What have I to say on the Jewish question? To tell the truth, it's hard for me to put it into words. Because as soon as I do, the first reaction of any reasonable being will be to send me to the lunatic asylum, to the section for the inventors of airships. So, how can the subject be broached? Perhaps thus, twice two is four, twice three is six, 17 times seven equals 119, if I am not mistaken. I have five fingers on each hand. I write with purple ink. After that, I finally dare say it. I believe I have found the solution to the Jewish question. Not one solution, but the solution. The only one. I invite you to follow in the footsteps of Theodore Herzl during the 9 years that engulfed his life. Inspired by the diary and correspondence of Theodore Herzl, narrated by Jan Bean, with original music by Frederick Schumann and Freddie Mink, a mix produced by Xavier Dreyfus, a visual design by Fabienne Wachnin. The original idea for the podcast was developed by Patrice Camoun. Coming soon to all podcast platforms.